code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a call of silence, and it can't go on. We'll walk with your eyes open, but your lips say remain sealed. Our vows are made of broken. Is the truth you need? Black, need to know now, dark, need to know what's going on. But come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. But your lips say remain sealed, while the vows are made of broken. Ain't the truth be feared revealed? I need to know now, dog, need to know what's going on. So come on, 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 come on. There's a call of silence, but we don't dare speak. The wall between us, and the river is deep. There's a code of silence, and I can't go on,
can't go on,
can't go on, and I 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 can't go on, can't go on.
they meat eaters? The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Have this morning arrested the man in his 60s connection with the investigation. Now, they're going after the older ones now, you see, because there's a lot of younger ones involved in the present, and they ain't going to touch that, because there's too many people involved in politics right now that will benefit from all the paedophilia rings and so on that's still going on. Anyway, it says the man from Surrey was arrested at 7:40 a.m. on suspicion of sexual offences and has been taken into the central London police station. And it says, Max Clifford's lawyer, Charlotte Harris, said he'd assist the police as best he can with their inquiries following his arrest by detectives investigating the Jimmy Savile sex abuse scandal. It was well known that Clifford, of course, he'd covered up for many people before in the past. And I understand, too, there's a lot of payments go out to certain ones who are in the music the reporters for music. A lot of cash exchanges hands to keep quiet on things and so on. And these PR guys are the fixers, that's what they call them. And this question after the police inquiry might lead, and said a lot of old stars were worried about being dragged into an investigation because they appeared on Top of the Pops or Jimmy Will Fix It and had merely posed for photographs with girls and Savile. It's a situation which could easily turn into a witch hunt. It says a lot of big stars are frightened. It says he hopes the police will concentrate on finding people like Savile who were manipulating girls. But he knew all about this stuff. He admits it in a video, which I'll put up as well. Not just Savile, but other ones too that he covered up for. And you can go into information on the net and find out the different characters, unsavory characters, quite a lot of them that he helped to bring back into the limelight after washing them clean again, you see. But you'll find, to say, this is not going to go into big, big people above them, the old establishment and the new establishment, because there is such a thing as the new establishment that moved into Britain and retook over the whole entertainment industry. But anyway, I'll put this up tonight. Now, a while back I said, over the Savile case, that what comes out of this legally will be nothing which you would suspect to be something completely different. And I said that because I remember back in the year 2000, and one it was, that you understand your censors organization that censor stuff on television in your countries, they get together annually, a world meeting, and they discuss how far they've pushed the envelope. Their job is not to protect you from anything. Their job is to see if you've been conditioned and degenerated enough by what you've watched to see the next push of the envelope and accept it. That's really what their job is. And at the time, after the meeting, it came out by two professors, one in Canada, one in the US, where they said, now we've won the war for homosexuality to be included all over television. This is one of our push for bestiality and intergenerational sex, which is paedophilia. That's what he was really pushing for. And I tell you, it had to come from a script because both these professors said exactly the same thing verbatim. Anyway, it's on the go. So I knew something would come out of this that the public wouldn't suspect. And here we go. It's right up what I said. Paedophiles who trade child porn will not be sent to prison. New sentencing laws suggest community punishments. Well, who wants them in your community? What are they going to do, work at childcare homes and stuff, maybe? You know. And it says the sentencing council suggested high-level community orders for those convicted of trading or possessing child pornography. The current benchmark jail sentence for those with a small number of images is 3 months. This is also to do with a high politician, who was charged recently for two. And he got off with it. Actually, he was a lawyer for a top politician, and he works with different politicians in Britain. And because he's so way up there, and he's important for getting folk off and things, he got pretty well off light himself, even though he was about number four or five on the list, apparently, for the most obscene kind of danger to health type stuff that he was watching. Fisting and all of that kind of stuff. And so here we go with this one is Savile, and it says paedophiles who trade child pornography will spare jail under new sentencing rules for courts revealed today or yesterday. The sentencing council suggested community punishments for those convicted of trading or possessing child pornography. People caught selling or distributing internet child pornography may receive high-level community orders, and the council also proposed community orders for people possessing images of non-penetrative sex between adults and children. Now, you'd have to understand that it's that good oral sex and all the rest of it. or not. And it says the current benchmark jail sentence for those with a small number of images is 3 months. Only those with pictures of children posing alone or small quantities of images of children engaged in sexual acts but not with adults are not jailed. Last night, Canterbury told MP, Tory MP, Julian Brazier said, it's very worrying that they're not going hard on people who distribute child pornography. You need to get a tough line with the distribution or distributors, or otherwise you're licensing it, a pornography, in other words, you're licensing it. Criminologist Dr. David Green of the Civitas think tank said, the primary question for the courts is what action is most likely to reduce the sexual exploitation of children, and this is sending the wrong message. The Council, which instructs judges and magistrates, also said that adults who had sex with 13 to 16-year-olds may receive community penalties and treatment courses instead of prison sentences. So there you go. Now you can have sex with a 13 to 16-year-old. That's exactly what I knew was going to come out of this. I'm telling you, it's so predictable, because I understand who's all behind it. I've read their history. I know what's behind all this. And this is for the first time it separates cases of adult sex acts with under 13s from under 16s. It used to be under 16, so they've reduced it. Now you can have sex with children 13 years old. In cases of sex with a 13-year-old, it said that where there's no grooming or other aggravating factors, high-level community orders can be given instead of the benchmark of 4 years in jail. The guidelines said such cases should involve no significant disparity in age, but admitted there will be very few instances where the disparity in age is not significant, which means nothing. Criminologist Dr. David Green says the courts must, their action, what is most likely to reduce sexual exploitation of children, by actually promoting it, as you well know. Wrong message, says criminologist Dr. David Green says the courts must, actually, let's repeat that. The council also recommended increased use of community sentences for paying for the sexual services of a child, so they can buy it now too from them, I guess we're going to start prostitution earlier. It says that sex offence sentencing needs to be brought up to date and said its plans to get more focused on impact on victims and reflect advances in technology. In 2011, all the 261 people found guilty of sexual activity with a child under 13, 134 were jailed and 90 were given community sentences. So they're already starting it then, you see. You understand there's an awful lot of pervs at the top, and including the legal system too, these old judges and things. And it says the Sentencing Council suggested sentences for rapists and sex attackers need to be brought up to date with advances in technology and tactics used by offenders. And judges should take into account the psychological and long-term effects on victims, as well as considering new factors such as filming or photographing a rape when deciding on punishments. A tougher maximum sentence of 19 years should be given for one-off rapes, a limit currently only available for those who attack the same victim over a course of time or rape multiple victims. The changes, which are under a 14-week public consultation, are designed to make sure paedophiles, people traffickers and rapists who operate alone or in gangs are dealt with better in courts in England and Wales. So, that's how they're dealing with it. If you actually read between the lines, you've actually got them lowering the image, the age, I should say, for consent with the children. So even if children now at 13 say they were raped, now the argument will be, well, was she precocious for her age? That's just all going to go on. You know it. You can smell it all. It's so easy to read what's going on. And also this one here has to do with technology in itself, of course. We know that you're going into the whole way of complete surveillance. You're already in it. And so many ways you don't even know. But they're training all the children in the school to go through all natural surveillance. This was no natural surveillance without thinking about it. Pan scammers get the thumbs up in the schools and hospitals, it says, USA Today. And it says, uses unique vein patterns as a handy ID system. And they give you a talk on different schools that are already using.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
GSA's highway-based program seeks to establish the current state of security gaps and implemented countermeasures throughout the highway mode of transportation by posing questions to major transportation asset owners and operators and so on. Well, you know it's going to, they're already into buses, rail, transit and everything else, so anything that's long distance, but they're also going in, as you well know, getting them on the highway first, getting used to seeing them, and then it's you that gets stopped. That's the whole step-by-step process, a Fabian technique that always puts folk to sleep until it's on their face. And speaking of TSA too, this article come in too. Airport security officers pulled a teenage girl's dress down and exposed her breast during an invasive pat-down. A U.S. congressman claims Ralph Hall of Texas says his great-niece was badly mistreated during security screening at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta, Georgia. And Mail Online reports, he had instigated a federal investigation to Transport Security Administration involved his 17-year-old great-niece happened 2 years ago, but it's just been made public under the Freedom of Information Act because it was caught on CCTV footage. She'd been traveling to Australia with classmates from Southwest Christian School in Texas, and the congressman wants the agent who conducted the pat-down fired, but the TSA has released a statement to Mail Online saying the girl's breast exposure was an accident. The incident was of more than 2 years ago. It was one that caused embarrassment to the young lady. However, an investigation concluded the event was accidental. They understand the laws unto themselves. There's no other inquiry that goes on from an outside source. So it's the same old story. They investigate themselves and nothing gets done. The agency says the officer involved apologized and was given more training. What, you're more training? What do you mean by that? According to WSB-TV, TSA documents say the girl's dress strap slipped off her shoulders, exposed her breast while her stomach was being patted down by an officer, 17-year-old, you know. And what you're getting taught in the U.S. and elsewhere is the end of your culture, folks. You're being taught to be degraded as this is how you treated people who were prisoners in the gulags, understand? And this is an old technique until you have no self-esteem left whatsoever under the bully beast, and it's happening. It's going to get a lot worse unless you stop it. Unless you stop it. Don't you all rise up and stop it. I'm not kidding you. And you can't expect other people to do it. Yelling about it on the radio isn't going to stop it. Talking about the radio isn't going to stop it, but talking about it. You got to do it yourselves. Because it's going to go more than just this. This is just part of it to make you feel degraded. Degraded and inferior, understand? And you lose your own self-respect. That's part of psychological technique. And you have to stop it. Because it's worth coming if you don't. And this article here is about genomics revolution. The UK could miss the boat, scientists warn. You know, these big scientists, the new priesthood that took over from all religions. And it says here, better data collection and the National Health Service backup. You know, there's hardly anything left of the National Health Service except abortions and vasectomies. It's needed for the day when it will be cost-effective to carry out whole genome tests on patients. And it's going right, this is eugenics, going right into it now. Scientists say the day when it's normal to sequence the genome of every newborn baby is approaching. And they really want this, because if you read the history of eugenicists, they said, 80, 90, 100 years ago, that eventually they would find ways to predict what a child is going to be, and they decide whether to terminate that child for society is good or not, meaning the government is good. And government, believe you me, is a different version of what they want than you would think. And it says UK is a huge opportunity to lead the world's in disease discovery. It's always to help you know, treatments and cures. But support from the NHS and better data collection is needed. Britain's not to lose out in the coming genomics revolution, leading scientists believe. The cost of whole genome sequencing, which is mapping the DNA code of any human being, is dropping through the floor from £750 million, it should be, for the first ever sequence, to probably as little as £1,000 soon. Experts, like you see scientists and experts now, and we treat them like they're some high chutzpah. Experts say it will soon be cost effective to carry out a whole genome sequence on a patient so as to do one or two genetic tests. They see a time in the not distant future when it could be normal to sequence the genome of every newborn baby. But says Sir John Bell, a Regius Professor of Medicine at Oxford University and Chair of Advisory Human Genomic Strategy Group, so we've got a strategy going, data about a patient's DNA tells you little without standardized information on their disease. It's nothing to do with your disease. At the moment, the NHS does not hold in a way that allows comparisons. Even the definition of a recurrence of a cancer, the point at which it's considered to have come back, varies from one hospital and specialist to another.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Industrial complex, churn out all its weaponry. Once they're finished with all the money, said this before, they'll be finished with America, and America has to start finding out what the rest of the world's been forced to pay, overpay, for all the things they purchase, including their food, in fact. And it says, the IRS, it's in fact this article here from July, and it's from the Examiner. It says, IRS are set to hire and arm agents to enforce compliance with Obamacare. Now, do you think it's just to do with Obamacare? It's to do with this, what's happening now. And it says here that millions of Americans continue to struggle in a search for employment, but with the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare, thousands of jobs seem to be on their way. How are those jobs going to be with the Internal Revenue Service? In 2010, the House Ways and Means Committee of Republicans issued a report saying the IRS may need as many as 16,500 additional auditors, agents, and other employees to investigate and collect billions in new taxes from Americans. You see, they're always way ahead of what they tell you. And they always give you one excuse in preparation for what they want to really use it for. This is Obamacare. Contains 21 new taxes, according to the Treasury Inspector General, also contains the largest set of tax law changes in over two decades. When looking at the responsibilities of IRS workers under the new law, it's easy to understand why so many more will be needed if enforcement of the law is expected to be carried out effectively. Under the law, the IRS will provide tax breaks and incentives to help pay for health insurance and impose penalties on some people who don't buy coverage and on some businesses that don't offer it to employees. The changes will require new regulations, forms and publications, new computer programs, and a big new outreach program to explain it all to taxpayers and tax professionals. It'll also obtain powers that it's never had before, including IRS agents verify if you have acceptable health care coverage, and the IRS can confiscate your tax refund. Many advocates of Obamacare continue to deny the IRS is going to play a large role in this new law, but even Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz led the truth about regarding the role of the IRS under this new law. During an interview on CNN, she told Wolf Blitzer the following. She said, the Internal Revenue Service would be the easiest enforcer of penalties against those who refuse to comply with the new health care law. But it's also going to be used, obviously, which for the new ones coming was the invention of the fiscal cliff. It's always done way ahead of time. And in Britain, Britain, of course, has got all these public-private partnerships going on, and Atos is the company that they brought in to basically find ways to override all medical doctors' opinions, professional advice on people who are classified as disabled. And now this Atos company, which is meant to make a lot of profit and so on, to please the masters, or to make sure they're going to make them, they know that the crippled can walk again, according to them. And they're just putting a lot of people back into utter poverty, complete poverty. It's just revealed that the rule changes that will force the sick to work for free. Tens of thousands of sick and disabled people in Scotland face being forced to onto unpaid work programs under threat of losing their benefits from tomorrow. And it says, this is when disability claimants will become eligible for controversial mandatory workfare placements according to new plans, which have been quietly drawn up by the Department of Work and Pensions. People with a range of physical or mental health conditions could find themselves stacking shelves in high street stores such as Tesco and Poundland, or cleaning private homes under the new proposals. And this is for free, folks. You work for free. And so since the government's work programs began in June, tens of thousands of job seekers have been put on unpaid placements. Now some ill or disabled people who are told that they must take unpaid positions are risk up to losing 70% of their employment support allowance. Ironically, the new measures are coming into effect in the International Day of Pensions with Disabilities, or Persons with Disabilities, I should say. A series of national protests on the government's workfare programs will take place this week. Now, then you read that, then you read what's happening to people now that the crippled can walk again and all that stuff. The Conservative hatchet man Ian Duncan Smith's weasel-worded letter to a boy who said that Atos, the company that they hired to redefine what illness is, the test killed his father, it says. The working pensions secretary called reply to a 13-year-old Kieran McCardle to visit Job Centre to find out about his dad's disability appeal. Kieran McCardle wrote to Ian Duncan Smith. Kieran McCardle wrote to him and says, the Tory minister, Ian Duncan-Smith, was blasted yesterday for sending an insulting letter to a boy, 13-year-old boy, who said the strain of a back to work test killed his disabled father. And Kieran McConnell was sickened by the coldness of the reply, which ended by suggesting he contact the job centre about his dead dad, Brian's, appeal. The weasel-worded letter, which addressed Kieran, 13 years old, as Mr. McArdle, offers the welfare chief's condolences, but then tries to defend the government's record on the disabled. It ends with a cut-and-paste invitation to make an appointment at a job centre to find out more about the outcome of your father's claim. As his stroke victim, Brian, 57 years old, the father, died a day after his disability benefits were stopped. That's what's coming down to you. You understand, your life now is cheap, folks, because you're all classified. You would not believe all of you out there are classified, all of you, into a grading system of importance, right down to someone who is basically what they call a taker from the state. Remember, the world citizen definition from the United Nations is a good producer and consumer. Not one or the other, both. And when you become a consumer, then you're a burden to the state, even though you've worked all your life in it and paid all those taxes, about 70% of your income, actually. There's articles on that I'll put up tonight, too. 70% of your income in Britain generally goes to the state. And with this money, they have wars across the world for big private corporations. They also fund communism through the school systems, meaning they're all indoctrinated. And they throw money across the world also to other countries, claiming it's to benefit the poor in those countries while they plunder the people at home. And this is the communist system of redistribution of wealth across the world. As you bring you down. Actually, they hate you. The people who are in charge of your countries actually hate you. If you don't, you quite got that. Actually hate you. They hate your cultures too. So I'll put this link up tonight too for those who haven't quite got it. And part of it, too, was to totally destroy the cultures that some people perceived had persecuted them and so on. And they've done awfully well in it. And so here we are, since the 60s to the present time, no time at all. Everything's gone down the tubes. Then they pushed single mums for a while. Then the whole building society started making single-parent homes. And the government paid for to babysit their children all day and even at night, looking out at the pubs and stuff. And here you are, it's next step. The minister who thinks that lessons in pornography are acceptable. Member of Parliament says schools are free to teach children despite impact of images on the youngsters. Liz Truss reveals teachers can give lessons on pornography as part of personal social health and economic classes. And it says the schools are free to give lessons, pornography and so on. Campaigners have warned that growing numbers of youngsters are hooked on graphic films found online in terms of pornography. Lessons on pornography would focus on the impact and dangers of graphic images online. They could backfire by letting children to what can be easily accessed on the internet. Actually, when adults do this in school, you're giving approval to the children. That's just like the so-called sex education lessons, which they're now hyper-sexualizing young children with, because they're teaching them pre-puberty, by the way, from the ages of 4 and 5 in some places. And Bertrand Russell, who had experimental schools back in the 1920s, he had a charter from the government to do things, experiment on these children. They had a lot more orphans and so on. And the whole idea was to hypersexual children before puberty, so that when they reached puberty and they started to actually being advised to try sex at very young, they'd never bond with anybody for their life, because the end of the family had to be part of this new system. And we're going through a whole system, folks. It hasn't changed. It's well documented, by the way, too, by the big boys who kept talking about it and pushing it. And, of course, Marx did it, too. And it's still on the go today. So here's the head of education for Britain. It's saying it's okay. And that ties right in, too, with where I mentioned about the United Nations and Planned Parenthood together, putting out that PDF recently about same kind of thing, to get children to engage in sex much, much earlier. And you got to laugh. You got to really, really laugh. I may even do it tonight again. I'll put the same links up about the exposures of top people who are on about all the climate changes are going to kill us all unless you give up all your rights and give up your homes too, because they want to destroy private property, as you all know. That's part of the agenda. In Agenda 21 from the United Nations, it says there'll be no private homes eventually. And so you've got all this going, you've got to give it all up to save the world, you see. Save the world from global warming, and now it's changed to climate change, and they're kind of dropping that too, because we're not getting all, because nothing's cooperating with them in nature. And so it's extreme weather, you know, puts extreme weather. We get bouts of this and bouts of that every few years. Doesn't matter about the cons, you see, it's the targets, it's the goals, it's important, and some of these famous people have said that. Doesn't matter if it's all bogus, all the science and global warming, carbon, and all that. So help bring equality across the world, meaning they'll take your wealth off you as you spread it across the world to their international corporations based in third world countries. But here's how, and one of them even said to always give them scary scenarios before these big world meetings, the IPCC and so on. Give them scary scenarios, or they won't listen to us. I'll follow all that tonight again, too. But here's the latest one. This is a goodie. This is a good one, you see. And we know that National Geographic, you see, is a big, big part of this. All these things that you've liked all your lives have been brainwashing you and brainwashing along to this path, and you didn't know it. It's all coordinated, by the way. Science spin off the worst kind. National Geographic's, here's it is, it's a little short video they've made, a scary scenario. When the Earth stops spinning, oh my God, eh? Maybe you won't get so dizzy then. But it says, turned on my TV today and this popped up, so of course I had to write about it. This is stupidity on steroids, packaged as pseudoscientific claptrap and entertainment for the gullible. Of course they had to work in the obligatory New York City flooding scene, but what's worse is that Nat Geo's, National Geographic's, wholesale failure to even consider basic science before making this garbage. When the Earth stops spinning, which is, if the Earth was so suddenly to stop or cease, and this atmosphere would change so drastically that it would no longer be able to support human life. That's what scientists are for. You know, experts can tell you that. If it stopped spinning, it couldn't support human life. Looking for to a future where one side of the planet is dark and cold for 6 months at a time and the other is bathed in deadly solar radiation, this episode explores how long human and animal life might survive in a cruel new stationary world. Oh, doesn't that just terrify you? You ready to throw your money at them now? So there's the usual climate porn in this video. Roasting temperatures, people fighting for resources, global sea level rising, etc. The usual stuff. But what makes this National Geo Doc Whaler extra stupid is a simple math that tells us when the Earth will actually stop spinning. They apparently couldn't be bothered to do that since it blows the premise of the whole show right out of the water. And since here's the basic science and math relevant to the issue, their rotation around its own axis has been observed, thanks to the atomic clocks, to be continuously slowing down. The main reason for the slowing is believed to be due to tidal friction. This is primarily caused by the moon's gravitational actions on the oceans of the world. According to modern calculations, this is the Earth's rotation slows down at 1.7 milliseconds every 100 years. At this rate, it will take 1.9 trillion years to stop spinning. So we can start breathing again, eh? Start breathing again. Deep breath. So the Earth will still be spinning in 5 billion years when the Sun will turn into a red giant star and obliterate it. Prior to that, due to solar brightening, 500 million to 2 billion years in the future, the Earth is likely to be uninhabitable anyway. An evolution of the Sun's luminosity radius and effective temperature compared to the present-day Sun, that shows you that too. So there you go. It says, let me just say, whoever produced this garbage science drama for National Geographic could use a good whack upside the head with a solar science book. You can let them know if you feel as I do. And you can contact the guy too, and also complain to National Geographic for trying to scare the bejesus out of the tiny little children who are already brainwashed. And another article I want to be up tonight too is, so how do we stop this brain? And it's from Geoengineering Watch. And people should go through this too, because we really are being poisoned daily, actually, since 1998. That's when they went into action full-time. They've done it over many years, practicing and testing different populations underneath it in various areas to see what was most toxic and wasn't, and so on. now they still use occasional different mixes. I see it here in the sky when they're doing it, and some of them are darker than others. Some expand awfully fast and make these hazy-looking, not quite clouds, actually, and other ones look almost like looking through cellophane. It's like looking through barrier, vapor barrier that you put in your basement, that plastic. It makes it all kind of hazy. And other ones actually create clouds. Other ones can drive away storm clouds. So
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aaron. Aaron is different from ozone. Aaron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aaron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aaron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
weapons, and in cell number, I've seen them using that too at one time. It's completely changed now, where they're all armed to the teeth, they're on steroids as well, and they've got these tasers that they love to fire off, just like the movies, you see. They all want to be in movies. They can't tell the difference either from fact and fiction. But people are getting tasered all over the place. Even people in comas are getting tasered. But tasered Laporte County Jail inmate miscarries. Well, when you taser someone, this is normal with women who are pregnant. If a sudden danger strikes the body, the host escapes spontaneous abortion. That's the way things go. And it says a Laporte County Jail inmate was tasered after a fight with a jail deputy and then miscarried. The county sheriff, Michael Mollenhauer, said that on November 29th, a female inmate became involved in a physical altercation with another inmate when a jail deputy intervened. The responding deputy was taken to the floor by one of the inmates when the other responding deputies arrived. Verbal commands given, etc. So deploying the taser de-escalated the incident, causing the inmate to release the jail deputy. You generally do that when you're electrocuted by a cattle prod. Because the inmate was pregnant, she was transported to the IU Health Laporte Hospital for precautionary evaluation. During the examination, it was determined that her fetus was deceased. The 23-year-old woman has since been released from the hospital as well as jail custody. And, of course, they're giving no statements as to it and so on, except to say they did all the right things, etc., etc., etc. And everything's new normal again. You know, killing folk or killing their babies is new normal. You should be left to the nasty dark side surgeons who make a living on that. And these backseat abortionists, who were all communists at the time, too, even going to the history of Armand Hammer and his father. His father did that, backseat abortionists for the Communist Party. He came over to America and did it. And was caught a few times, and he started selling quack medicines and was caught for that too. But, yeah, communism's alive and well, but now you're allowed to kill people and their children, unborn children. So it's outside the medical field now. Tax eats into 70% of UK families' income. I've mentioned this before. And since the new study has found that families in Britain are some that pay the highest taxes in the developed world compared to other nations like Ireland, Canada, and Chile. Well, Ireland's catching up because they only owe so much money to this damned IMF. And it says research shows that British households with two adults, two children, one earner are paying around 73% of income.
Financial uncertainty.